response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Baccioni and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. McCarthy does a great job on the updates. He'll be by in just about another 25 minutes, final hour together on this Saturday night, Sunday morning, depending on where you are living. How many people had the same issue I had for the three games? Houston, Tampa, Buffalo, New England, Rams, Niners, where you don't have NFL Network on your provider. I'm just curious. I really am. You could answer that. And also, is Brady loading up right now for a run? They need that bye. That's why they were locked in. Without the bye, I don't know if they're going to be able to get by the big boys in the AFC. And those big boys, in my mind, would be Kansas City and obviously Baltimore, who I believe will end up the number one seed unless they would collapse and lose at Cleveland and against Pittsburgh. NFC race is crazy. With Minnesota and Green Bay playing on Monday night, you had the Rams eliminated from playoff contention. Man, they gave Goff that big money way too early. When that deal went down, and they all would be the fans arguing with me on Twitter and Facebook, when you pay a guy because that's what the market value is, you're just following each other right off a cliff. I'm going to pay this guy because that's what market value is. We see those deals all the time in baseball, in the NBA. You know, did you look at the Rams last year and say, okay, was it McVay? Was it Goff? Was it, you know, Gurley when healthy? That's who they miss. He had his tendonitis or whatever going on with his knee. When they lost the running game and you don't have that play action to freeze a linebacker or safety, NFL coaches will figure you out. So the Niners with a huge win. Green Bay, Minnesota. Dallas, Philly. Love the NFL. Would have loved to watch it today, but my provider is in a tiff and has been all season. Now, some are asking me, well, you didn't know you didn't have the NFL Network. No. And that says something that I don't watch it a lot. To me, that's part of the problem. Maybe that's why they put all three games on it today. They want people to know you don't have it. Graceffo had a good point, though. They planned this before the season. So maybe it was a showcase to have monster ratings numbers that they show their marketing partners and look at the impact of the NFL in December with big games. Lining them up. Didn't I call Buffalo in the playoffs back in August here on CBS Sports Radio? I think I did. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. Can answer the question. Do you think Brady's just lathering up right now? Let's go to Brandon in Baltimore. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
I want to talk about the cord cut.
Yes.
I signed up in the beginning of the season for Hulu because I was not getting anything because I got the cord. And then fast forward to the end of the season, and now I don't have any NFL games to watch.
Why?
Because NFL Network has taken all the games off my schedule. I cannot watch any of them. So
they took them off of Hulu.
Yeah, NFL Network does not have Hulu. They had it, I want to say, in the beginning of the season, but not at the end of the season.
See, that's what upsets me is when I signed up, And I think in September I did argue with a rep from Bali who was working with me, and we had an interpreter. And I said, when I signed up, I had the NFL Network, but they're not there right now. Well, that's on them. They want to increase the money. I'm like, I don't care. When I signed up, I had that. You understand what I'm talking about?
You said for Bali?
No, I was joking where the person's from when you're trying to argue with somebody about your bill or your service. So
right.
Hulu, so would you say cutting the cord was a smart idea or a bad idea for you?
Yes and no. Yes and no. When I drove up to Philly the other weekend, and I'm from Baltimore, when I drove up to Philly the other weekend and I was coming back, my significant other was driving, and I couldn't stream the game because it's not a local thing. So if you're not in the area and you have Hulu and you pay the $45 a month for whatever you're paying, you won't get the game.
So if you leave the area, right?
Right. If you're not in the same zip code as where you're at or where you subscribe to, you cannot get the game.
Yeah, that's what, you know what, and Brandon, and thanks for the call in Baltimore, and that's why cutting the cord, I just can't do it right now because I'm in the sports business. If I wasn't in the media, and I'm 28 years in on doing a talk show for 28 straight years, I probably would. But, he's right. The NFL is the biggest product. And I think the NFL knows that with the NFL Network, and they're throwing their weight around. And the competitors, people paying billions, okay? Networks paying billions, which would be Fox and ESPN / ABC, Disney, CBS. Is that these, NBC, right? All paying billions. Like, wait a minute. How are these games popping up on these services? How much of a cut are we getting? And the owners and everybody, protecting their turf. And today was a prime example with all three games exclusively on the NFL Network. Let's go to Mike in Detroit. Thanks for the wait. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Michael.
Good. Actually, for your cutting the cord thing, I just want to let you know, I did cut the cord. I have the HD antenna, which picks up local channels, and I'm a local sports fan, so it just gives me all the sports that I need for around here.
Well, cool.
Yeah. For Detroit. And I actually, regarding Detroit, I had a question for you regarding the Matt Patricia and Quinn news that just came out, how they're retaining them. I feel like any other organization in the NFL at this point would let them go. I just feel like Detroit is the only organization that would keep something like this going. They went three. I don't even want to talk about the rest. They won three games. And the last thing that Bob Quinn said to everybody when they got rid of Caldwell was that 9-7 wasn't good enough. Well, Patricia hasn't gone 9-7 since. What do we do here?
Michael, thanks for listening. On 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit, one of America's great sports radio stations. The Lions are run by a 94-year-old woman who's a great woman, and her daughters, and a team president whose previous resume was managing the Ford family billions. So you have three people with no football background. You have Bob Quinn, who never was GM, but honed his craft working in the Patriots front office. And Matt Patricia is Josh McDaniels 2.0. It's obvious that Matt Patricia is not a head coach. Their defense went from 10th to near the bottom of the NFL this year. Yes, they had injuries on offense, including Matt Stafford. But all of you that follow football, all of you who watched those football games and had the NFL Network today, you know when a coach is comfortable, belongs on the sideline as the head coach, and you know when a coach is in over his head. And Matt Patricia is Josh McDaniels 2.0. Josh McDaniels was a colossal failure in Denver. Matt Patricia took a 9-7 team, made them 6-10, and they're on their way via a trip to Denver on Sunday and Green Bay and their finale in Detroit to 3-12-1. Yeah. And the ownership sent an open letter to the fans talking about the foundation that they see being built. And as long as the fans buy in, as long as the fans believe, that's all ownership wants to see. Ownership said that Patricia and Quinn need to be playing meaningful games a year from now in December 2020. Didn't say aspirations to win the NFC North, the NFC, or a Super Bowl. So when expectations are just to play meaningful games, it's kind of like telling somebody you get a trophy for just participating. Matt Patricia has players who won't play for him. So now we hear about changing a culture. Yeah, culture where 9-7 wasn't good enough for Jim Caldwell. And a culture that is 6-10 with a 10th-ranked defense. He hires Daryl Bevel, Bob Quinn, the GM did, and Patricia. Smart move there. The offense was fantastic most of the year with Stafford, Driscoll, and David Blau, the rookie out of Purdue. But the defense went from 10th to 30th or 31st right now, depending on the analytics you look at. Yet ownership in Detroit will tell the football world that they see a foundation. No, I see the cracks in the foundation. Matt Patricia enabled Nick Foles to get paid big bucks in Jacksonville. Bill Belichick's defense, which has carried the team most of this season and most of last year, they improved when Matt Patricia took the Detroit job. Matt Patricia won't survive six games into the season in 2020. And you heard it here first. He's just not a head coach. You can see it. Let's go to Floyd in Baltimore. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing, Huge?
Hey, Floyd.
Good, good. I'm with Comcast, man, and I got the sports package, so I got the NFL Network. And NFL Network has been carrying a lot of games all year. They've carrying the Thursday games and all that. So
you got it in Baltimore. I don't know if it's a Michigan thing. You know what I mean?
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was about to say. Maybe because of Michigan, but I mean, I got the sports package just because I want to watch the NFL games. And actually, I'm getting ready to upgrade to DirecTV because in Baltimore, if you get DirecTV, you get the sports package. You can watch any team you want all year long.
That's what I used to have. And then I moved and I stayed inside the AT&T family and I got UVerse and I missed DirecTV.
Right, right, right. I understand that. Well, maybe it's because you're in Michigan. I don't know. But
right, yeah, I don't know. Who knows? You know, now look, what that one guy was talking about from Baltimore, that you go outside the zip code or different zip codes, who knows what they're trying to charge us.
But he's streaming, though. If you're streaming games, yeah, that's different. If you're streaming games, you go outside of the zip code, you're not going to get the games because you're streaming. But, I mean, if you're watching it on, like, your provider, and you got it on your provider, you should be good on that. But, like,
I know what you're saying. Right. Yeah. Hey, what are people in Baltimore, Floyd, saying right now? Who do they fear more in an AFC championship game, Brady or Mahomes or maybe even a Deshaun Watson?
Kansas City. They fear Kansas City because of what Mahomes can do. And because Mahomes can score points with them, they fear Kansas City. I gotta take a disagreement with you on it, on the Brady thing. I think that Brady is great, but I think Brady is coming to the end. I mean, he has been playing well all this year, and the defense has been carrying that team for the majority of this year. And I believe that they beat Buffalo because Buffalo is who they are. I mean, they got a decent defense, but the quarterback can't make the plays when they need him to make the plays. So I think that when Brady and them get to the point where they got to play a tougher team, tougher opponents with good quarterbacks, I think you're going to see the same thing. I think they're going to go down. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks, Floyd, for listening in Baltimore, and good luck with the Ravens riding that train. That will be interesting. Man, Lamar Jackson, that dude is this, like, must-see TV. There aren't a lot of guys in the NFL that are Mahomes was last year, and he, like I said, he's getting his legs back. And he is right now. So we'll talk more about Mahomes, Brady, Jackson, the NFC. We got a ton of callers online. You want to join in? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Baccioni and Graceffo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. McCarthy will have another update here in less than 7 minutes. Huge question of the night. Do you think Brady is reloading right now? Well, some will say, as the gentleman did from Baltimore, well, he's on his way out. Had a pretty good game. What'd he throw for, like 270 against one of the better defensive units in the NFL? Jackson threw for what, like a buck 50 against that same unit? I'm not saying Brady's the MVP. Don't get me wrong. Lamar, must-see TV. He's won it. I don't care what he does the final two games. But I saw something today where Brady looks like he wants it. We're talking about the GOAT. Man, that AFC, it's going to be good. Quarterbacks drive this league. And just think about the playoffs, what you'll have. And the second to last week, you got Saints at the Titans as a big one. That's going to be an awesome matchup. Ravens can wrap up the one seed home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. Cowboys at the Eagles at 4:25 on Sunday. Cowboys are a 2-point favorite on the road in Philly. Cardinals at the Seahawks should be an easy one to set up. The finale with the Niners, Chiefs at the Bears, that could be one. And on Sunday Night Football in America, that could be one that Mahomes and the Chiefs lose. I don't think the Bears are as bad as a record than Monday Night Football. Man, Packers, Vikings, we had great games today. We're talking NFL. You like Brady to sneak through the AFC playoffs? Is he heating back up for another run? It is shocking how many people are cheering for his demise. Just like a lot of people are cheering the demise of LeBron and the Lakers. Look at them right now. Look at them right now. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Mark in Houston. Listening on AM 610, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Bill, how are you doing, sir?
Doing well, my friend. Thanks for listening.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. So, look, I mean, we have down here in Houston. Look, I'm 41 years old, and I've been an Oilers fan growing up. Obviously, born and raised in Houston, Texas. Oilers are gone. You know, Titans were my team for a little while. Texans come in at 02. And we go through all these years with, mediocrity, with no quarterback and, you know, no face of the franchise, right? You got Andre Johnson, Arian Foster, J.J. Watt, I get it. But a true transcendent player like Deshaun Watson comes around. And to me, I just feel that, you know, with the coach we have in place, one Bill O'Brien, I think he's wasting his talent and his time. And granted, it's only been a couple, 3 years, but I mean, this kid's a transcendent player. He should be talked about, and he is for the most part on a national level, I guess, with the Jacksons and the Mahomeses of the world. I mean, these guys are going to be the three faces of the NFL going forward, I would assume. But what is the national perspective on Bill O'Brien? Because down here in Houston, we don't like him. He's too much of a he's a control freak. I don't think he has a great understanding of what, you know, of wanting to cut it loose, right? Like a Bruce Arians or whatnot. I saw Bruce Arians throw the ball today with Jameis Winston, and Jesus, that kid was throwing the ball after four interceptions. And we got a player in Deshaun who could do things like that and probably win a Super Bowl here if he has the right coach. Again, so my question is what's the national perspective on Bill O'Brien? And because we don't think much of him here, but again, I appreciate the time, and I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, Mark, and thanks for listening on AM 610 in Houston. My outside viewpoint looking in is that he's had talent and teams that have underachieved. And there have been points even this year where I looked at their play, and you can see when teams aren't playing for their coach and also when they're playing for pride. And I love Deshaun Watson. And if they can get JJ back, they just don't have the defense in my mind, but they have a quarterback. I love Deshaun. I think he's a class act. Bill O'Brien just still seems to be proving himself in the National Football League. But, you know, if you can win your division, who am I to say anything? Ed in Chicago, Illinois, listening on AM 670, The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Bill, I think you're going to have a Super Bowl this year that you should have had last year. I think it's going to be New England and New Orleans. You know, I've checked out this NFC pretty good, and I do believe that New Orleans is the best team. I'm a little scared of Seattle, but I think New Orleans will pull it off. And as far as New England goes, I think you said it best in the beginning of the show, until somebody dethrones them, they are the king, my friend. And I thank you, Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Ed, in Chicago, listening on AM 670, The Score. Want to give a shout-out? Want to give a shout-out to Mitch Rosen and the crew there in Chicago? late-night talk radio, man. There's nothing better. It's like eating at a diner, and everybody's been just hammering their favorite beverages all night long. We do have one final segment together. Get in with your huge opinions. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
Sunday, the NFL on CBS features teams making their final push towards the playoffs, with many of you seeing a clash in Cleveland with the Ravens and Browns, or Pittsburgh against the Jets. Could the Jets win that game? It all starts with the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS television. Crisefo and Baccioni are back in NYC. Final segment together. Is Brady still the man to beat in the playoffs? One game, whether it's in Foxborough, Baltimore, the Super Bowl. Man, I watched a guy against Buffalo. I think he's dialed in. And that bye week is so big for Brady and the Patriots. They need that. So I know some will say, well, if you're saying they need a bye week, is this the end of the line for Brady? Could he end up playing in Los Angeles with the Chargers if Rivers would move on? How many years have we said, hey, you know what? I think Brady's almost done. How many times have we said that, man? You are talking about the GOAT. So I'll take your feedback. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. A lot of comments coming in at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Mike Bard tweets, if you're interested in cutting the cord but still want sports, check out PlayStation View. I have PS View with the sports package, Red Zone, NBA, NFL, NHL stations, plus local stations and a few ESPN's around 65 a month.
Bill, don't do that. PlayStation View is going to be dead in like a month.
Yeah, what? They're canceling it?
Yeah, or? PlayStation's Sony is ending it, so don't do that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, bud.
You scared me there. I thought you.
Well, I don't like, want you to throw away $60 a month.
Well, I'm not. See,
I'm dead.
Well, but here's what's up, though. As I was looking at the cost of PlayStation View, Hulu, YouTube, all individually, and I say, okay, I'm paying $150 a month for the full package, all the sports, everything, top level AT&T UVerse. If I and I have Netflix, right? If I go take HBO Now and all these individually, I'm going to eclipse that number. So are you, by cutting the cord, is everybody really saving money? You understand what I mean, Graceffo?
Yeah, I'm saving like $40 pretty much.
So is a buck a day, a buck 25 a day, is that enough to, you know, rely on a streaming source? Is it? I don't know. I don't know if it is. In my business, like I said, my theme's been, I do a sports talk show across Michigan National and on Saturday night. I can't walk away from anything sports to say I'm going to save $50 a month. Because chances are I'm going to take that $50 I save and I'm going to buy pay-per-view movies with the kids, or I'm going to add something on to my Netflix. I haven't added Disney Plus yet, but I'm going to add something else on if I'm saving. So I believe someday there's going to be, you're just going to pick your 10 channels. It's X amount of dollars. I mean, when I was scanning through looking for the NFL Network or a Spanish broadcast, I was going to turn down the sound. I think my channel numbers went up to in the 9,000s. I get anxiety. When I look at the guide, I get anxiety. Because there's a lot I want to watch, but I can't watch everything. And there's so much sports. And I do sports for a living. Stephen Noon tweets at Saturday Huge in Chicagoland. NFL Network is channel 212 on DirecTV. Yeah, I had DirecTV before AT&T UVerse. Never had an issue with an NFL game. Oh, Robert tweets at Saturday Huge talking about the Army-Navy fallout that the investigation says it's a circle game. He maintains that it was racism. You know, the rush to judgment on racism is shameful in America, as I posted on Twitter last night. I'm all for bigotry being dealt with and punishment delivered when warranted. All skin colors, all religions, across the board. But the rush to racial injustice, and just labeling those midshipmen and cadets last week, and we talked about it on the show. No, you can't do that. That no one's there. There's the circle game. Was it 3 wins in a row? We talked about it. They tried to label them white supremacists. And guess what happens? It ends up that the cadets and the midshipmen were doing a back-and-forth game in the circle game. Yet there are still people who maintain now it's a cover-up in that our military academies are cranking out white supremacists. Yeah, men and women who choose, or who are appointed, but then choose to serve our country, put their lives on the line. Yeah, I took that Annapolis tour one time. And the gold room, whatever it's called, the list of every conflict and those that attended the Naval Academy who never came home. To label them white supremacist, that was one of the most ridiculous ambushes in the media that I've ever seen. Ever. Ever. Why? Because President Trump was there. There you go. And I'm not taking political sides, man. You can vote for who you want to. You can support who you want to. But the piling on, which is there for the taking any minute of the day on Twitter, not as much on Facebook, but on Twitter. We all have seen, some have even participated, in the destruction of good people, of all skin colors, of all religions, because we thought we had a gotcha moment. Gotcha. You're a white supremacist, even though you're an Army cadet or naval midshipman. Oh, that's not the circle game. You were flashing signs to mobilize the white supremacist army. Come on, people. The rush to racism in the media is shameful in America. I think it takes away from the actual bigotry and racism we have in this country that needs to be dealt with, not just in sports, but in everyday life. You can't blanket somebody based on the color of their skin or their religion. And yes, the biggest racial debates, for the most part, have been in sports. Colin Kaepernick. You get the story from the Army-Navy game last week, which is one of the great spectacles in American sports history. It's an annual event where we get a chance to say thank you to men and women who are appointed, who find a way to get through West Point or Annapolis and will lead other men and women in some capacity to try and make the world a better place. But that story about how it was only a circle game gets 1/1,000,000th of the interaction or media coverage as it did with the gotcha moment. Look at behind Reese Davis, my Lord, the Naval Academy and the West Point, they're cranking out white supremacists. If you believe that, you are part of the problem. There are racists that need to be dealt with in our legal system, in cities and states. But it's not rampant in terms of just labeling a couple of guys joking around with the OK symbol. The gotcha. Or maybe he was talking about 3 wins in a row for Army. Oh, it proves that, you know, they are supporters of Trump and that the military academies are getting ready for a coup of white supremacy. All right. Yeah. I'm going to buy that. Sure. Mitchell J. Hardy, listening on 97.1 The Ticket out of Detroit, tweets at Saturday Huge, was able to watch all 3 games via the Yahoo Sports app. Been great for NFL football lately. I tried that. I tried to get on that app. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I was, well, he's on the east side of Michigan. There was just something really weird. Old Sanka tweets at Saturday Huge. The trick is you can only watch the games on the NFL network on cell service using the NFL app. If you are connected to your home Wi-Fi network, it won't show the game. I guess they want you to use your data plan. Oh, I didn't know that. Thanks for the update. Maybe it was just a Michigan thing. Jim in Pennsylvania, thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call, Huge.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Well, as a Patriot fan in the middle of Steeler and Eagle country, I got to say, watching Tom Brady do this year in and year out, it's truly something special. But it goes without saying, this has been by far his worst year. And what I mean by worst year, just the chemistry and confidence and cohesion, everything with his teammates is so off. You look at the throws he's making today, you turn back 4 or 5 years ago, it's the same arm. He's still got it. But throwing to these guys, these rookies, and N'Keal Harry, these Jacoby Myers, and a 34-year-old, 5'11", slot receiver named Julian Edelman, I love him, but it's just he needs better weapons. And not to mention the fact this is the worst tight end group I might have ever seen any quarterback ever have, ever. But with all that being said, I think it is very important that they get that 2 seed, which I'm sure by now you know all 9 of Brady's Super Bowl appearances have come with either the 1 or the 2 seed. They have never made the Super Bowl playing in the wild card round. So I can't stress the importance of that enough, that they need that wild card round off. And then, well, in the division round and the championship round, who knows? Just let them play.
Thank you, Jimmy, in Pennsylvania. Yeah, if you get that bye and you win your first game and it's a 1-game shootout, whether you go to Baltimore or maybe Kansas City, it comes to you. Let's go to Atron in Dallas, listening on 105.3 FM. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, how's it going?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Listen, Tom Brady, he kind of reminds me of, like, Kobe Bryant, where he just has that, you know, that mentality of, you know, he's all ready to go. He's already broken records, but he just keeps striving for more. Now I wanted to talk more about the Cowboy game coming up tomorrow. I wanted to hear what you have to say about it. I know Dak Prescott said he's going to play, but he is injured. Do you think he's going to be playing more like how he feels comfortable, or do you think he's going to be trying to play it safe, stay in the pocket, you know, throw out long, maybe throw some short passes, no long balls, no running the ball, no QB sneak, none of that? Just wanted to get your opinion on that game, see what you have to say about it.
All right, well, thank you, Atron, listening in Dallas on 105.3. Whatever Dak needs to do in terms of his shoulder, Eagles at home, that will be a war. By the way, Pete Prisco and R.J. White wrote at CBSSports.com, Eagles should be 0-5 against the spread in their last 5, except for that miracle cover last week against the Redskins. I like Dallas. I really do. I think they're much better than the record. I don't know if I can say that about the Eagles, but it's in Philly. If this was in Dallas, I'd say X, mark it down. Feels like a playoff game. I think it'll have that same feel that the Bills and the Patriots had today. Enjoy it for those of you listening in Philly on WIP and also 105.3 in Dallas. Thank you, Graceffo. Thank you, Boccioni. Thank you, McCarthy. 24/7. You can drop your huge opinions at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.